What up, what up? This is Coco Red with your Daily Diary News. I have a great product that I want to promote and I'm not getting paid for it. Hopefully one day I will. But I want to talk about something that's very dear and near to me, breast cancer. A lot of women develop breast cancer through using deodorants, things that have aluminum and other toxic chemicals in it. And our armpits are kind of close to that breast area and it seeps down into the breast tissue. So I just want to promote something natural for us ladies that is very hard for us to, you know, find. So this is called 24-Hour Crystal Mineral Deodorant Roll-On, unscented with no aluminum. It's toxic-free and it's made with mineral salts, which prevents body odor by creating an invisible protective barrier to block odor before it starts. This effective deodorant is non-sticky, non-staining, leaves no residue, and can be used on men and women. It prevents body odor up to 24 hours. Effective odor protection is in our nature. It is natural, okay? So, look, check your Walmart. This is where I bought mine. I think I got another one. It's just pure salt. It's a salt roll-on. It's just salt, and you wet it, you moisturize the salt, and you rub it up underneath your underarms. And when I tell you, ladies, I do not stink. Even when I used to wear name brand deodorants, I'll still have that lingering funk, that, you know, that underlining smell. With this, I can kind of like go a day or so without smelling. So check it out. Go to your nearest Walmart or whatever and check out 24-Hour Crystal Mineral Deodorant Roll-On. Let's start my show. Hey, what's up? I want to talk about a few things. This is going to be a little rant. It's called workflow rant and some other things that I got on my mind. Well, I want to start off by saying, hey, thank you to all my followers and listeners who have, and new followers and listeners who have been listening to my, you know, my podcast. I want to start off by saying this is a situation that a lot of people go through daily, especially part-time workers. I'm a part-time worker and I love what I do. And I love the people that they have me working with. They treat me good and everything like that. I made new friends. I mean, you know, I just like my work environment. And I ran into a dilemma, which everybody knows that I'm married and my husband has his little thing going on or whatever, his issues or whatever. And we went into a financial bind. We had, you know, a little issue that came about. And a lot of times us as people, when we work with people that we consider co-workers, friends and different things like that, you feel like you could kind of like go to that person and probably ask for help. Well, in this situation, I asked my boss, which I'm going to call him Messy Boots because he's a grown ass man who is very fucking messy. And, you know, and I felt that me and him had a good rapport. I put it like that. No, he's not gay before y'all start asking. No, he's not gay. I call him Messy Boots because he's messy like a woman. Okay. So I asked him, could I borrow some money until pay period? Because I felt like me and him had a good rapport, like I explained before. And I spoke with my husband and I let him know this is what's going on. This is what I'm going to do. And he was like, okay, cool or whatever. And like I said, I don't burn bridges. Like if I borrow money for somebody and I give them, I'm not going to tell you, oh, I'm going to give it to you on my next pay period. Because I know that the bills that I got that coming out of that check, I'm not going to be able to give you. So I make sure that I give a good solid date that I know this is the money that's going back to you. So one thing I don't like what people do is when you ask them for certain things and they want to make you feel bad about it. They want to tell you about their experience with other people that borrowed money and this and this and that. And I feel like sometimes if it has to end up to that and you have to constantly have to, you know, tell a person all your traumatic experience with other people in the world and tell like, oh, I don't do this, I don't get money, I da da da, then it's not, okay, look, I give you an option out. Like, look, if you feel like that, then, hey, you don't have to give me the money. It's cool. I'm not a type of person that's going to get upset because you don't want to give me no money. That's just ignorant on my part. That's your money. That's your life. You don't have it. And I would respect somebody, even if they do have it, that's none of my business. But I would respect somebody like, well, you know what, 10 or whatever, you know, hey, I don't feel comfortable giving you this money. I don't feel comfortable lending out money. I can respect that. I may not like it, but I can respect that. Then you giving me this lecture and then telling me you can't give it to me. You know what I'm saying? I hate motherfuckers who do shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's your fault that you going through what you going through. No, it's not my fault. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a frivolous spender. I don't go out and buy and choose this over that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a type of person like that. So I don't like people to make me feel like, oh, it's your fault that you're going through that. You don't know what's going on in my home life to have me in the situation that I'm in. We worked up in a fucked up society where minimum wage and this and that, people don't want to pay you what you work, but they want to work the shit out of you. And then when you need help to make ends meet, motherfuckers want to make you feel fucked up about it. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, is the job set up where they need you where you can't go out and get you another job, where they want to work you so fucking hard as your first one? If you had to go out and get a second job, you'd be too damn tired to go to another second job, especially if you're in the field, if you're in a field where you have to work a second job. It's so hard. You know what I'm saying? So that being said, this person, this is why I call them messy boots, because you know how you get this little tingling, this thing in your gut, like, you know, somebody's telling your business. So what happened was, this person went, messy boots, went into a co-worker office where they have cubicles, and I was in, and I guess he didn't see me come through the other door. I went to the other side to talk to another person, and he was in there telling this person that I asked him to borrow the money. And I felt like that was so fucking nasty and messy, that why would you go and do some shit like that? Why? What was the person? What was the purpose of going to tell somebody that I asked you for money? So I'm gonna tell you what I did, everybody. I know this may be like, I can't believe you did this. So he texted me and said, "Oh, come out back. I got the money. I went to go to the bank and I'm gonna give you whoop de whoop." He didn't even give me what I asked for, but he gave me something. So I need, if ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna tell you like this. If I really didn't need the money, I would have just said, you know what, fuck it, don't. You know what I'm saying? You know how, if anybody seen Set It Off, you know how when Jada Pinkett asked the dude, the old guy, for the money, and he kept trying to make her feel bad and stuff like that, and she was like, oh my God, like, I gotta do this. That's how I felt, you know what I'm saying, in that instant. I felt like Jada Pinkett, you know what I'm saying? So I said, you know what, I'm gonna get this money, but I'm finna check this motherfucker. So that's what I did. And a lot of people that I talked about this situation was like, I can't believe you took the money and then you checked him about that. Yeah, damn right I did, because I felt like he was wrong for doing that. You don't go and tell, what is the purpose of you telling this person I asked you for money? You know what I'm saying? So when I came, I said, so I got the money. I put the money in my hand and put it in my pocket. Oh, thank you, Messy Boots. That's, you know, I'm not going to give his name, but I said that. And so he going to look at me. I said, did you go in there and tell such and such my business about me asking and about the money? His eyes got so big. He knew I had got his ass. Well, why you worried about that for? Why you worried about what I'm going around? I said, because I don't want people knowing my business. If I felt like I wanted that lady to know my business, I would have went in there and asked her for the money myself. You know what I'm saying? Then he tried to come up with this crazy ass lie. See, I'm trying to break this shit down because it really pissed me off. Okay. So the end of it, he was like, you should just be happy you got the money. And the person that used to work here, she was going through stuff and she would ask, she didn't care about people. I said, but I'm not that person. When I have a conversation, it's between me and you. It's not between me, you, Sam, Dick, Harry, and Jane, and Billy, and Bob, and all those people. Because those people are not helping me. You told her that. Did she give you extra money to give to me to help me in my situation? No, she did not. So what are you telling her for? So she could look at me sideways? That's the one I'm trying to say. Like, people don't realize the stupid shit. This is a grown-ass man, people. He's not like 20 or 30 years old. Like I said, he's not gay or anything like that. He's just a grown ass, bitter ass man that just like keeping up shit and gossiping like an old ass woman. Like a woman, like really, he acts like a fucking woman. He don't act like a man because don't no men do shit like that. What was the purpose you going over there telling her my business? So long story short, I checked this motherfucker. I checked his ass. I don't care if he gave me the money or not. A lot of people may say, hey, well, why would you still? No, because I want to let him know I'm going to take this fucking money and I'm going to pay you back. But I'm going to check your ass in the meantime, between time, I'm going to let you know I don't roll like that. So, and I told him, I said, you would never have to worry about me asking you for a motherfucking thing in life. And I'm upset, so upset about this because I felt like I had to lower myself because I really needed help. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, you know, and I hate people that always say, well, when they wait till things happen or hit the fan, you know, well, why you didn't come to me and why you didn't, because I see why people have pride issues because of shit like this. You know what I'm saying? Because of things like this. So the moral story is for me is that I would never ask him for shit else. And the next time that ever happens, if somebody trying to make me feel bad about needing help, I'm just not going to even fuck with them no more. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to deal with it. I'm just going to keep it moving. Okay. So that happened to me Friday, and you know, it is what it is. I'm moving on. I just want to let y'all know what's going on with me. The bullshit I deal with at work, and I deal with some bullshit when I literally tell you that. But I want to give a shout out to my girl Lindsay. She's having feel good. I miss my laughing buddy, my movie buddy. We talk about movies and different things like that. And no, I have not been able to get my Netflix Tuesdays uploaded because I don't have Netflix anymore, but I'm gonna try to get that going again. I did see a good movie called The Upside with Kevin Hart and some other guy, but it was really good. I really enjoyed it. And another thing, we need to get it together, man. It's like minimum wage needs to go up for real. It really needs to go up. It really, really needs to go because we need help out here, man. We need to get this money going. We need to, you know, get this economy going. And I'm just sick and tired of all this chaos that's going on in the world. So I just want to tell you about my work rant. That was work week rant. I had some other stuff, but it'll be too long, so I try to keep it low. So, hey, everybody, just hit me up. Give me some applauses. Show me some love. You know, just keep listening. I appreciate to all my new listeners, old listeners, people who are listening for the first time, my friends that I asked to listen. I appreciate you guys, and I will be back. Thank you, and have a great weekend. Peace.